Perek Revi'i, Masechet Parah, Mishnah Beit. All right, so then we found our first indication of the Sheet of Rebbe Eliezer, that when we learn that the Poras Chatas is called a Chatas, Chatasi, the Torah says, it does not mean to give it the dinim of a Chatas and therefore say it would be Posel Shaloi Lishma'a. It simply means Chatas is a lotion of Chitui. It's coming to be Mitaher. So therefore, it would not be a psul. How about shalorochot yadayim v'raglayim? Also, same machlokas. If yichatas, he means it's similar to a chatas, the kohen would have had to be rochot yadayim v'raglayim. Rebbe Eliezer, who told us it doesn't mean that. And then we had a machlokas as to what it means when it says in the Torah that it's a din in Elazar HaKohen. So the question is, since it says Ota Elazar HaKohen, it means that not every para is supposed to be done with the Sgan. Does it mean every para is supposed to be done with the Kohen Gadol? Or does it mean just the opposite? Does it mean every para can be done by any Kohen? But in any event, one thing it does mean, HaKohen, it means that you do it, even if it's a Kohen Gadol, do it with the Big Day Lovan, which we really enjoyed, because it means that in that sense it's similar to Yom HaKippurim, where the Kohen Gadol would also do the Aveda with Big Day Lovan. So it was yet another indication of the beautiful comparison to the Shivas Yomim and the other things that we saw were similar. Mishnah Beit. Perek Dalet Mishnah Beit. So now we suppose Sirafa Chutz Migita. We had made this place where we call it a Gat. It's a Gat because it's lower than the area around it, but still, remember, it was lifted up to be keneged the Pesach of the Heichal. So let's say we didn't do it in that place, or we did it in two separate places. Obishtei gitot, so we did some of the Srefa in one place, some of the Srefa in another place, or maybe we actually were Soref two Pora Adumes at the same time. And we were Soref Shtayim, and we did it all in one gut. And of course, we weren't over on the din earlier, which says you're not allowed to take out two parot together. It doesn't matter, because if it was in a separate gut, then the sreifa was not considered to be nochach pesach olamoyed. And it says, vizal nochach olamoyed midama. And it says, visaraf et hapara, which is a hekesh of sreifa to hazoya. Just like hazoya has to be Mamish Mechuvan Keneged the Pesach HaHechal, so too does the Srefa. So therefore, if you don't have it directly, and it's off to the side in another gut, or you did the Shechita, also you didn't do it Keneged HaHechal, all of these are puzzle, because they're all Hukash to the Hazoya. So why did the Mishnah talk about Srefa? Right? So we have the reason of Srefa specifically is a Sarfa Bishtegitot, which is Psula, because it says Beferish Visarafet Apara, which is Srefa of one Para, Velo Shtayim. And therefore, Soraf Shtayim, Begatachat is possible, that's because of a different drasha of Visaraf et Apara, meaning Para Livado. Okay, that's one approach. There's none. The problem is that we don't have a Gemara on this. So we're sort of guessing as to the reason for two in one. So this is the Pashtus, and therefore it's the approach that the Tiferes Yisrael takes. But as I say, none of the Rishonim mentioned this. Now, it's also possible that the Mocker is that since it says, I personally don't like this pshat, but fine, that since it says Visarafat HaPara, it would mean that any other malacha that you do at the same time passes, and therefore if you burn two of them, then each one of them is possible because you're being Isaac in the other one, which should have nothing to do with whether it's in the same God or not. Okay. As a matter of fact, there are those who say Dafka, if you're burning it together, this actually the Rush says, if you're burning it together, then it wouldn't be two separate malachas, because you're doing all one malach at the same time. The din only would be nogea, according to the Rush. This is the one pshat that's in the Rishonim, which is why I take it more seriously. Normally, the din of malacha is because of the halacha of Hesech Hadas. We're going to see that Hesech Hadas is an immediate tuma when it comes to the dinam of Parah. It's one of the chumras that we have about the Parah Aduma. So the Rosh is approaching why it would not be a psul malacha over here is basically that you cannot claim Hesech Hadas when you're working on both of them, because then you would not miss the Hadas from the one that you're trying to burn. So then apparently the only thing that's left is the Tiferes Yisrael's approach. Fine? Okay. Next. All right, so there's a lot to discuss over here. Yeah, so where did I get up to? Whew, I lost my place thinking about it. Yeah. So he's a Mishishit Shvi'it. So the person was supposed to remember to dip the finger has to be dipped each time separately in order to make a kosher hazoya, because you cannot use the shirayim for a hazoya at all. So there's a number of different approaches to what this is supposed to mean. So if it is, he's a mishishit shvi'it, so we said you need a tefillah, and if you were tevel the sixth time, you did the hazoya shishis, and you forgot to wipe off, and you did the hazoya shvi'is. So then, even if chaza v'hiza shvi'it, it would still be possible, because what it is that you did was a hazoya shvi'it, which is pasul, and you can't make it kosher after pasuling the parah with the wrong type of hazayot. It's not as if we could just say, let's ignore it, and then go back and dip your finger again and go on. So a hazoya that is after the hazoyas is not mitzaref with the other hazoyas, because it was hazoya psula. But suppose after doing the shvi'it, you went ahead and you were maze a shminit, because of a hiza shminit, and this would be, even if you were chaz of a hiza without relying on the shirayim, you lost count, and you dip your finger in to do another hazoya, which means that you were masif on the hazoyas. Then it's kosher, for the same reason. Because once you finish the seven hazayos, you can't ruin them by doing anything afterwards, in the same way that you can't be masher them by doing something otherwise. Now, the problem is, that's the way everybody learns, including the Rambam. The problem is that the Rambam says that this is only true if a different Kohen went ahead and took it. But if the Kohen himself, who was doing the original Hazoyas, does it, that is a psul, a different psul. It's a psul because he was doing something that wasn't necessary, which is therefore called a malacha, and he was doing this during the whole process of the Sreifas HaPora. And since there's a halacha that any other malacha passes the Pora, so a zrika, Hazoyas Hadat, that is not necessary, is basically doing another malacha. Okay, so this entire approach is the Rambam's approach. Now, there's a completely different way of understanding, and that is, he's a mishishit shvi'it, that if you counted, not that you did, you counted number seven for the sixth, and then you went back, and you did the seventh, chozer v'hiza shvi'it, it would still be possible. Now, this is a new halacha, which is based on the din that you have to give each hazoya its shame. Okay, so this is a completely different approach, nothing in common at all with the previous approach, and it's based on a completely new halacha, that you're mechuyev to call a hazoya by its actual counted name. So if you called the sixth one the seventh, you mess it up. And therefore, you would not be yotze. The way to read the next piece would be, but mishvi'it shminit, let's say in the hazoya shvi'is, you went ahead and you were kora shminis. And then you went ahead and you actually did that shminis. Shminis doesn't matter because there is no shminis. And therefore, the mistake is not in the hazoya, it's a mistake just in talking. And therefore, you were chazer v'hiza. It really means chazer v'hiza shmi'is. The reason it says chazer v'hiza shmi'is is because it actually is the eighth hazaya, but it's only the seventh in terms of the correct number of hazaya. So we can ignore something that doesn't exist if you say it's the shmi'is. Okay, as I say, this is, very, very different pshat. It's the pshat that the Bar Tanura likes, and it's a pshat that the Rash says, which is why we have to take it seriously. And let's move on. Next Mishnah. Masechet Pora, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Sirafah Shelo Be'etzim. So until now we spoke about building this beautiful Migdal and making this pyre and what kind of wood you use for the pyre. But suppose you didn't make a pyre. Suppose you went ahead and burnt the para. You took a torch and you put it up against the body of the para till it caught fire and it just burned. Or maybe you used other type of etzim. You didn't use the arazim and the aranim and the atzei te'ina that was smooth and so on. As a matter of fact, what if you just used, straw, kash, or begavava, or stubble, where over there, they don't make really any afer. So, or very, very little afer. It doesn't matter. It would still be kosher. It doesn't mention anywhere in the Torah, v'soraf be'etzim, which just says v'soraf. So if it's off directly, so fine. And as a matter of fact, suppose you took off the skin, you removed the hide after Shvita, so Hiv Shvita, and suppose you cut up the pora before burning it, v'nitcha, it would still be kosher, even though we said that you're supposed to burn it while it's whole and so on, as long as in the end you bring it all together and you burn it, it's still kosher. The basis of needing to be sorefit when it's kosher is because of the fact that the Torah mentions the sreifa together with the shchita. And therefore we darshan ma shchita kishishlema, so to the sreifas kishishlema. But we don't find that the Torah mentions this beferish, and therefore it's not included in the din of chukah. So as long as you burnt the whole thing, since it mentions separately v'sarafa tapara, and then it talks about the parts, it said et ora v'et b'sara. So obviously, the Oran Bisara can be separated. So it doesn't matter whether you did a hefshet v'nituach the way you would have done for a carbon, or whether you burnt it whole. Chatchila, it's the hapara. Shachatam anat lechol mibsara, v'lishtot midama. So how about, this again is a psul that we would think is based on the din of chatati, and that there's a psul of machshava. So you had in mind that you're shechting it in order to eat it, or you're shechting it in order to drink its blood, it would still be kosher, because actually anything, even if it really is a para, meaning if it would, not a para, if it is a chatas, even if it would be a chatas, any time that you have a makshevas pigel on something that is not darko le'achol, like blood, or like the meat of a para aduma, is not possible with the makshava spiegel. But suppose you would have a makshava, that I'll do the hazoya tomorrow. So then it would be possible because of the din of chatas. But Rabbi Eliezer, again, the shitato that we saw before, he holds that the chatas, he does not mean that it gets din of kutcha. According to which, ain't makshava poselet bepora at all. There's no such thing. What's the difference? What you thought. So even if your thought was to do the Kabbalah's Dam, or to do the Hazoya tomorrow, it also would not be a psul of Chutzizmano of Pigo, because, as we saw before, Rebbe Eliezer holds, there are none of the dinim of Karbonas on a Para Aduma, and the word Chatati only means its purpose is Chitui. Fine. So that means that we, according to this approach, this is the Rashi's approach, according to this approach, Rebbe Eliezer was talking about something that the Tanakhama didn't say. He was talking about something the Tanakhama implied. Because since the Tanakhama mentioned, well, if you were thinking about drinking the blood, why does he bring that case? So it must be because he's saying that if you had a normal makshevas pigel, so then it would actually pass. It's a little bit strange that Rebbe Eliezer should come back and say it doesn't pass, because the Tanakhama didn't actually openly say it does pass. So it's possible, although, look, the first shot was the Rosh, who is the Rishon. The truth is, I don't really like these other Pirushim. I'm not going to say them over. I'm sorry, because it's just, it's Achrona Shered instead of going according to one of the Rishonim. So let's just take the shot that we have. And that there's nothing strange about Reb Eliezer talking about a diuk of the Tanakhama, which is, in my opinion, certainly true. Perek Revi'i Mishnah Dalit. Kol Asukim Bepora Bitrilava Atzov. This is a Mishnah that we've learned in so many different places. From the moment of the Shechita till the time that you're actually going to get all of the Efra Pora are Metame Begodim. Because it says beferesh that after it says vishlicha toch srefat apara, it says vichibes begadav akohen vasorefota yichabes begadav b'mayim, and therefore it's clear the drasha that we make is why does the Torah have to say vasorefota if even the mashlich is going to be metame koshik in the soref? So therefore, it's coming to tell me that anybody that is oisek in anything is going to be metame begadim. Furthermore, anybody that is osek in the pora all along is passeling if he does something else at the time that he's being osek. It says v'shachat ota and v'saraf et hapara, and that means it has to be a complete concentration on it, on the pora. And therefore, anything else that you do up until the time that it's reduced to efer is pasul. A rabba psul b'shchitata. So something happens. Now, we're not talking about normally when you say these words, psul b'shchitata, means that it became an avela. But that's not what we're talking about over here. Because if it were, so then obviously the issue would be over here, tumas nevelas. We're not talking about the psul b'shchitata of tumas nevelas. We're trying to tell me that it would be metame, the question would it be metame begodim or not because of the para. So what it's talking about over here, let's say you went ahead and you did a different melacha, right? Or you were mesiyar das at the time of the shechita, which passes the parah. So then if that's the case, ain't a metame begadim, it's no longer going to be a parah that is kosher. And if the parah isn't kosher, it's not called a parah aduma, and therefore would not be metame begadim. Well, obviously, it can't be talking about that it became an avela, because then it would be metame begadim. Okay, fine. Eira baba zayata. But suppose the shechita was kosher, and whatever this psul was, let's say you did something else, so then the din would be that kola osik balifnei psula metame begadim. Since up until that point, it was still a kosher pora, even though it never got to the point of being finished, bekashrus, because in the end, you might think that now retroactively we see the pora was never properly done. Nonetheless, the halach is that anybody who had been osik up until that point, where it actually became pasul, he would be metame begadim because the shechita was a kosher shechita. Anybody who did anything after that event happened, where the person did malach acheret, he would not be metame begadim. Nimtza chumra kula. The chomer chumra with a mapike, kula with a mapike, its chumra is its kula, is the point over here. So in other words, because we have this tremendous chumrah to pasul, even as a chadas and a malach acheret, so because of this, it makes a kula in the dinim of tuma. Now the question is, what is the din if you use the pora aduma for something else? La'olam mo'alinba, there is a din of me'ila v'shavapruta on the pora aduma up until the time that it becomes efer, and you'd have to bring a carbon me'ila. But after it becomes Efer, then we know that it's Davka, Chatas He, and therefore we know that you're Moel Limba, but since it says He, it means you're only Moel on it, and you're not Moel on its Efer. And Marbim La Eitzim, we want to get as much Efer as possible, so you can use a tremendous amount of wood, so that in the end, you'll figure you'll have a lot of ashes, but you can only be Marabed the Eitzim until the point at which it became Efer. Once it became Efer, then it would be destroying it, because that halacha is you cannot mix efer. We call it efer mikla because it's just anything, any other efer is chulin efer. And if you mix it with the efer apara, you actually ruin the efer apara. Furthermore, the din is that everything has to be done biyom and not in the nighttime. Obviously, anything that isn't part of the Sreifel, it's just gathering it up or putting the water in or being Mekadish, the Mayim with the Efer, that's not a problem to do Belayla. But everything, the actual Avodas, have to be done Biyom. They have to be done with a Kohen. And that is, again, only everything from the Shechita until the Efer. As we saw before, when it comes to the water or the Kiddush, there's no problem of anybody doing it. So, which just the Asaf Ish Tahar means anybody. It does not have to be a Kohen. And there's no halacha at all of a Kohen. It's just he should be Lokhula Tame, Miafar Srifat Achatat, is anybody. It doesn't say Kohen, it says Velakhu, anybody, which means whoever would be kosher. Ish Tahar for the Efer would be kosher also for the Kiddush and the Milui and so on. Okay. Now, Hamalacha Poselitba, Achtel Se'efer, also we said before that the Me'ila, or the Ma'aseh, and so on, all of it, including the Psu Malacha, is only up till the point at which it becomes Efer, and person who is being Memale the Mayim for the Kiddush also has a Psu of Malacha if he does other things at the same time, and therefore, he would passel the water, but that's because of a comparison. It says, "Vaitala dat b'nei Yisrael lemishmeret lemei nida chatati." So that tells us the mei nida has the din of the chatas, meaning of the par itself. So just like the par is nimselet b'malacha, the mayim are also passel b'malacha. From the point that you fill it up until you actually put the afer into the mayim, you would be passeling it by doing other things with it. Okay. Whew. These are a lot of chashuv halachas we put together all in one perek. Beautiful. So that completes perek revi'i. Bezrat Hashem. Tomorrow we begin perek chamishi. Meanwhile, wishing you a lovely, wonderful day of Besuras Teves. As much shalom as is possible. No fires anywhere around Mr. Gavi's place. Keep that house absolutely in great shape, as Rav Hashem is Baruch. And we should all be zeichet to see Eretz Yisrael come out from those who want to burn, destroy, smash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us, Bach Rivel, Marcel, Mimech Yetzeu, which also means from there, Mimech from Eretz Yisrael, Yetzeu. Bezrat Hashem, Kol Tov, everyone. Yitzrot.